Ready. Excellent. Okay, so we're back on the record here in the city of Bainbridge Island, and we concluded hearing from members of the public, and now I was going to turn back to the applicant team to sort of, I'll let them direct traffic as they will. One thought was a little more detail from some of their witnesses, also the opportunity to provide additional response and thoughts on any issues that were raised by the public. So I think Stephanie Marshall looks ready to go, and
Yes.
I'll go to her and direct traffic as you will.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to continue with Joanne Bartlett's testimony. And I again apologize. I had it all mapped out and then I jumped around. So hopefully I don't ask too many repetitive questions. And again, thank you, Ms. Bartlett, for your time today. All right, so we heard some testimony from a member or two of the public about planting on the south lot. Are you aware of any planting that occurred on the south lot, Ms. Bartlett?
I believe there probably was some because when we implement mitigation plans, sometimes we our eyes are bigger than the site. And so we do some little shifting around just to make sure that we have coverage and we don't want the plants to be too close together.
Okay.
And sorry, just real quick to orient us, we're going back in time now to 2006-ish. Is that what that was in reference to?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Because of your answer, I'm going to ask another question. I believe that your testimony earlier today was that the city of Bainbridge Island did not have no net loss as the standard in 2005 for that first application, but that it was a 1-to-1 ratio. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you describe for the record what that means? What, just so we've got a complete record here, what is one?
The ratio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wetland and buffer mitigation are done at certain ratios. The wetland ratios are different because it's based on the category and the functions of a wetland. Whereas in the buffers, it's typically just done at a 1-to-1 ratio where you, for every square foot of impact you have on the buffer, you replace that, you compensate for that in the mitigation plan at the same square footage.
Okay. Oh, okay. At the same square footage.
Yeah,
Okay.
we usually go by square feet. Yeah, it's easier.
Okay. So it's not 1 square foot equals one plant. Is that
No,
correct?
that's
Okay.
correct.
Yeah. I thought that was the case, but again, I want to make sure that we have a clear record. Okay. Was there enough room on the north lot to mitigate for the stream buffer impacts at a 1-to-1 without spilling over into the south lot?
I can't remember specifically, but it seems like there would have been because the buffer at that time was 25 feet.
25 feet.
Yeah, so it would have been a lower amount of plants. You know, if we did like 2,500 square foot of that buffer, we'd replace it with 2,500 square feet. And so there should have been that equal amount available on the north lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Before we heard from the public, we were looking at the HPA approval, and this was issued by WDFW May 18, 2005. And correct me if I'm wrong. You testified that you're familiar with this document, correct?
Yes, since I've been reviewing the documents, yes.
Okay, great. And what is your recollection as to the purpose of the stream channel enhancement noted on page 3 of the HPA?
It was to compensate for a section of stream being tight lined.
Okay.
They don't like to have tight lines, so they want you to improve somewhere else.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Again, I apologize for my jumping around because we hit on some of these questions beforehand. all right. So have you had a chance to review the city's staff report, the most recent one dated September 2nd, 2022?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you familiar with the assertion that the 2005 mitigation plan, now we're going back in time to 2005, was for both lots, and that the mitigation for the north lot relied on and needed mitigation from the south lot? Are you familiar with that allegation?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I apologize. It sounds like we've had maybe pieces of this answer, but what was your reaction when you read that statement?
Well, it came as a surprise because I hadn't remembered, recollected from back in 2005. So I was surprised about that.
And what was surprising about that? Was it the allegation? Let me rephrase that. Was it the allegation that the south lot was required for mitigation on the north lot?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Trying to keep it simple, but also trying to make a clear record here. So I appreciate your patience. Okay, so I have a similar but slightly different question. So you testified earlier that no net loss was not the standard in 2005, correct?
Correct.
Okay. If this is a bridge too far and you don't feel comfortable answering this question, please say so and don't speculate. Okay. But if no net loss was the standard back then, would the mitigation that was required by the city at that time, would that have met that standard? Only if you feel comfortable answering that question.
Yeah, I can't really say for sure.
Okay, then I'm gonna ask a different question, and this is not to get at a similar answer, but just to kind of clarify in my mind. So it was a 1-to-1 ratio back in 2005. That was your testimony, correct?
Right.
Okay. And if there was a ratio that could be roughly applied to what the no net loss standard is, what would that ratio be today?
There isn't really a ratio now.
Okay.
As I mentioned before, we just go with best available science and we determine the current buffer functions, and we determine what is missing. And so we plant to that to achieve no net loss. It's not necessarily 1-to-1 any longer.
Great. And is it your testimony that it's not a one size fits all because you're looking at the circumstances on the ground?
Yes.
On a particular property.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That helps my understanding and my brain here. Okay. And again, apologies if I've asked this already. Was there any wetland mitigation required under the 2005 RUE?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you have any direct knowledge of the number of plants that may have been planted on the south lot back in the 2005-2007 time period?
I don't have any idea.
Okay. No problem. Okay. All right. Again, my apologies. A little bit unwieldy because I had a plan here. Okay. All right. And now I'm not sure if I asked this very directly or clearly. How would you say that the stream, that portion of the stream on the south lot is currently functioning?
Well, the stream channel itself functions just fine. It's, you know, water flows through it. Doesn't seem to flood currently. It's the buffer that's probably less, has lower function because of its, you know, the lack of native trees and shrubs.
Okay. And would the proposed mitigation as part of this application improve the function of the stream buffer?
Yes.
In your expert, okay.
The stream and the wetland buffer.
The stream and the wetland buffer. Mm-hmm. And again, to clarify, there was no wetland buffer mitigation required in 2005, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay, super. Okay. I think at this time, I would like to go to our last new exhibit that we asked the examiner to take into the record today. Exhibit A28, and this is entitled Figure 11 Impact Analysis, and this one has a legend with an impact area and wetland enhancement buffer. If you would please, for the record, and I'm going to kind of stop asking questions for a minute or two while you go through this depiction and describe what it shows and what it's intending to show, and maybe the import from your standpoint as a wetland biologist.
Well, this was from our original report, and I realized when I was reviewing the documents last night that there really isn't any indicator of how much stream buffer and how much wetland buffer is being impacted. So, and it is our policy at ELS to not show offsite buffers. So only the buffer from the wetland was shown along the southwest corner. So what I did last night is sort of scaled that measurement and then extended the buffer so it shows it going offsite, which is showing that the buffer is, the wetland buffer is much more extensive than the stream buffer, and that the impacts to the wetland buffer are greater than the stream buffer. It also showing that, you know, it's outside the original wet stream buffer of 25 feet for the most part. But, it, you know, now that it's now a 50 foot buffer for that type of stream. So that's why the buffer, the stream buffer is also impacted.
Okay. Thank you. So do the two buffers themselves, the separate stream buffer and the separate wetland buffer, do those buffers overlap? And if so, can you explain the import of that and the functions?
Right. So typically, so when you have a stream and a wetland, you'll have two separate buffers, and the extent of buffer, the actual critical area buffer combined, is the buffer that provides the greatest protection for the wetland. So in some cases like this, the stream buffer lies within the wetland and the wetland buffer. So the wetland buffer would be the regulated buffer, so to speak.
Okay.
So, and so there would be, in this case, more wetland buffer impacts than stream buffer impacts.
Okay. And because there was no wetland buffer required in 2005, there's no there could not be any overlap between the proposed mitigation to wetland buffers in this application, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can you explain whether there's any stream buffer overlap between 2005 and this application?
Can you ask that?
Yeah, say that again. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I'm trying to free form here without referring to my questions. Okay. All right. Sorry about this. Oh boy. Yeah, I'm kind of jumped all over this place. Okay. You know, let me see if I can find that without taking up too much of everybody else's time. I do want to get back to the report that you prepared for this application with a few questions around that. The first question that I have, again, is to make the record a bit more complete. Could you please explain the buffer averaging process and how that works to meet code standards?
The buffer averaging is an administrative buffer reduction. And the way that it works is you can reduce your buffer by 25%. And you take that square footage of that reduction and you designate it in another location. So when you do your site plan and you're doing buffer averaging, you'll have a lower buffer in one spot and a wider buffer in another.
Okay.
And it relies on having additional upland outside a buffer. So it doesn't work on situations that are on Tom's property.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful. One of the conclusions in your report is that the reduction in buffer proposed here in this RUE will provide adequate protection for the wetland. Can you explain in ecologist terms what adequate protection means?
I guess adequate means that there's enough mitigation for the wetland buffer to function as good as it did when it was not being reduced, okay, or better. It's an as good as or better. So that's how I would define adequate.
Do you have an opinion as to whether the proposed mitigation will result in or better?
Yes.
And what's your opinion?
My opinion is that the grassy buffer provides, you know, some function, but not quite enough to protect the stream and the wetland. So that by putting native plants we like vertical diversity. So we like trees, shrubs, tall shrubs, small shrubs, and herbaceous plants. So that's typically how we design our mitigation projects. And so by doing that and putting in vegetation that's got cover all year, such as a conifer tree or something like that, that is improving the buffer pretty much year round, in addition to providing that diversity of habitat for, you know, local animals.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Let's get to the next page. Page four. We're moving right along. all right. I was hoping that you could testify a little bit about the proposed placement of the house with respect to the native vegetation and the vegetation that was previously installed as part of the mitigation for the north lot. It's a lot of words that I just threw at you. So if you want me to break it down or clarify, please let me know.
No, that's fine. The placement of the house, and we work closely with the landowners to make sure that there's far out. And I know sometimes we have some discussions with the city about the location, but this location was good in that it didn't disturb any of the native vegetation that's there. It will impact, you know, a grassy portion of the buffer, and that it comes right off the road rather than having a driveway that crosses the wetland or crosses the stream. So that was pretty much the only location for the house.
Great. Okay, thank you. All right. And again, sorry for the ums and the delays here. Would you say that the proposed mitigation with respect to this application is relying on previous mitigation? Has it become a shared mitigation area?
I didn't design it that way. So
can you explain that a little bit more, get into some more details as to your design and your thinking?
Well, the, like I said, we like to do, you know, plant in the grassy areas to with native vegetation. And I, like I said, I don't recall the process or the timing of each of these activities because it was so long ago. But, oh gosh, I lost my train of thought again.
we were talking about shared mitigation.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't design it that way. And I didn't recall at the time that there was anything that we had done down there.
Okay. That's great. Okay. I might only have a few more questions. I guess one question I had was about plants dying on the south lot. And this might be a question for Mr. White, but do you have any knowledge about plants dying and either reasons for or whether that occurred?
I believe there was some plant die-off. And when we design, and this is 2005, so using best professional judgment and science, available science, might be a little different today in that you specify all these native plants. And once you put them in there, some aren't going to do as well as others. Mm-hmm. So you replace them with those that do well, that do better. And so you learn over time which plants can be planted in this situation, which won't do well, because we do want to meet that survival rate. That's, gosh, why do my thoughts keep going out of my head? So we would probably do it differently now, just knowing what we know versus what was done back then.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you. Okay. I think I've covered those. I have a question regarding the potential for cumulative impacts. Are you aware of what the term cumulative impacts means?
Yes.
Okay. I'm wondering, in your experience, are there often critical areas and buffers that cross property lines?
Yes.
Okay. And here we have a stream that crosses two properties right. that are at issue. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm wondering, in that type of situation, have you been prevented from coming up with a mitigation plan for parcels that are affected by the same critical area?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And could you explain a little bit more as to how that's occurred?
Well, it basically is, we in Fort Worth Estates on Bainbridge Island, there's mm-hmm. a lot of small lots that were created historically, and there's a lot of wetlands there. Mm-hmm. So I've done multiple RUEs on the same wetland there, just okay. because the buffers change over time, get wider and stuff. So.
Okay. All right. So that wouldn't, those multiple RUEs in that circumstance would not be precluded on the basis of cumulative impacts, correct?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're getting to the end here. I believe I asked you earlier if the proposed mitigation for this application achieves no net loss. Did I ask
you that? I think you did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did, but I just wanted to double check on that.
Yes, I do believe that it would meet no net loss.
Okay, all right. And I think you explained that in a little bit more detail. And then I think a lot of this I've already covered. I guess this will be my last question, and we'll see maybe if there's any follow-up, if there's cross-examination. Will this south lot and the portion of the wetland on it and the streams and the buffers, will those components, the wetland, the stream, the buffers around each, will they be improved if the applications are approved with the proposed mitigation?
Yes, they will.
Okay. Pretty sure we covered that, but I kind of wanted to end there and kind of try to tie that up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, at this point, I don't have any further questions. I may have a few on redirect if necessary.
Okay. Mr. Haney, any questions on Ms. Bartlett?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Examiner. Good afternoon, Ms. Bartlett. Ms. Bartlett, I'm going to ask you some questions about two specific reports that you did, and I want to make sure that you recall those reports. One is a wetland analysis and buffer enhancement plan that you prepared. It's for when you were with Wiltermood Associates, and it's dated October 7th, 2004. Are you familiar with that report?
I've seen it in the documents, yes.
Okay. Can you turn to it? Do you have copies of the documents?
Sure, yeah. I'm racing down my PDF here.
And
it's Exhibit 18. It's Attachment D to Exhibit 18. Okay.
Sorry.
City's Exhibit 18.
Almost there. There we go. I'm here. I'm there.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Bartlett, I noticed first off that the title to this document is Wetland Analysis Report and Buffer Enhancement Plan for the 0.84-acre parcel on southwest corner of Beck and Lytle Roads. Do you see that?
Yes.
When you were preparing this report, isn't it true that you were looking at two parcels of property, which totaled 0.84 acres. And those two parcels of property were a northern parcel, which was which is not subject to this application, and a southern parcel, which is the subject of the current application. Is that correct?
Yes, according to the report, yes.
And in fact, you state in the report itself, and I'd ask you to turn to page one of the report.
Okay.
You state under site description, the 0.84 acre project site is two adjacent parcels located in the southwest corner of the intersection of Beck and Lytle Roads. These parcels are currently undeveloped. Do you see that?
Yes.
So you were evaluating with this wetland report and analysis, you were evaluating two parcels and the critical areas on them in relation to the reasonable use exception application at that time, correct?
That's correct.
And on page 7 of that document, under the section buffer reduction, you state the proposed residence and septic tanks will require buffer reductions beyond that permitted by the CAO and will proceed through the reasonable economic use exception process, correct?
Correct.
So when you were preparing this report, isn't it true that what you were doing was doing an analysis in connection with the development of the two adjacent parcels and the impact of that development on the critical areas?
Yes, looks like it.
Now I'd like to ask you then to turn to your March 1, 2005 addendum. And I believe we can either do that as attachment E to the city's Exhibit 18, or we can do it as Exhibit 18 to the appellant's exhibits, A18.
Yes, I've got it. Yeah.
Okay. So let me start by asking you what the reference, why did you prepare that particular document?
According to the document, because I don't remember hardly any of this from that time, it looks like what happened is that they revised the tight line section of the stream so that it wasn't on the south end of the north parcel and then across the south parcel. They moved it to the north end based on WDFW's suggestions.
And based on that revision, you did this addendum to the wetland analysis report that you had prepared previously, correct?
Correct.
In the first paragraph of that wetland report or this addendum, you state that the new site plan prepared in order to find was prepared in order to find an alternative building site and drain field location that minimize impacts to the identified type 4 stream and the unregulated category 3 wetland along the stream. Was that your understanding of the purpose of the site plan?
Yes.
And you go on to say that the previous, quote, the previous site plan proposed a 2-bedroom single family home in the southeast corner with a conventional drain field on the west side of the stream in the southwest corner. Now, the southeast corner is where the proposal is now, correct? The proposed residence?
Yes, that's correct.
And you state that this site plan involved tight lining the south end of the stream because the drain field cannot be moved 100 feet from the edge of the flowing water, unquote. You see that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So the intent of this updated addendum was to determine what mitigation was necessary for changing the site plan to tight line the stream elsewhere. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you state, in this first paragraph, quote, the new site plan, which was completed by a different septic designer, proposes placing both the drain field and home site in the northwest corner and tight lining the northern portion of the stream, unquote. You see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So is the when it speaks to placing the residence in the northwest corner, that's where the residence on the northern lot that is not part of this application is. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And then you state you say that in the northwest corner and tight lining the northern portion of the stream. And then you state at the bottom, if a tight line cannot be approved, the designer of the septic system design has stated that the site will be considered unbuildable because the setbacks cannot be achieved. Is that correct?
Yes.
So is it your understanding, Ms. Bartlett, that the tight lining of the stream was necessary in order to install the drain field that was going to serve the single family residence on the northwest portion of the northern lot, correct?
Correct.
And then you go on to state in this letter that the stream and buffer enhancement plan, this is the beginning of the second paragraph, the stream and buffer enhancement plan has been revised in response to the new site plan and basically proposes the same enhancement, but the planted area will now be in the southern rather than in the northern half of the stream. Correct?
Correct.
So is it your understanding then, at the time you prepared the report and now, that in order to have the septic drain field located where the developer wanted it at the time the lot on the northern parcel was built, the stream had to be tight-lined, and the mitigation for that stream tight-lining was to be located on the southern parcel adjacent to the stream. Is that correct?
I actually circled that in my report, and I'm not sure what I'm talking about there, southern parcel or the southern half of the north parcel. That's something I can't tell from that. And I don't recall doing any of this. So.
Okay. Let me just ask you then about the planting plan that is attached to this report. It's after page 3 to the report. Mm-hmm. You see that planting plan?
I do.
And doesn't that planting plan go into this southern parcel, the parcel that we're talking about now, given the location of the stream?
It looks like it, but I couldn't confirm it based on what on my map that we prepared at Wiltermood.
Okay, but you are saying that it looks like it to you that that is what is happening.
It's possible that taking the angle, yes, but I can't confirm that for sure.
And you say back on page one and going on to page two of the report that, quote, there is no alternative to tightlining a portion of the stream on this parcel because both the old and the new site plans proposed tightlining so to create a building and drain field site on this 0.84 acre single family parcel. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the 0.84 acre parcel includes both the northern parcel, which is not part of this application, and the southern parcel, which is part of this application, correct?
Yes, it looks like it.
And according to at least your statement here, it's necessary to tightline the stream in order to provide a building and drain field site. And you're using the term a building, one building, and a drain field site on the entire 0.84 acres of land. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Mr. Examiner, I don't have any further questions.
Okay. Thank you. Brief redirect if desired, Ms. Marshall.
Okay, thank you. All right, and thank you again for your testimony today. Mr. Haney was just questioning you about this March 1, 2005 letter. Did you ever try to independently break up or describe the two parcels separate from one another?
I don't recall. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And I do want to follow up. I know that Mr. Haney was reading the first sentence in the second paragraph on the first page. Mm-hmm. The planted area will now be in the southern rather than the northern half of the stream. Mm-hmm. Does that refer to the southern lot rather than the northern lot?
I can't be certain of that. Okay. I just can't be certain.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions because I don't want to ask you to speculate. There may be a few extra questions from Mr. White, I don't think I have anything further. Let me just check my notes here one more time.
And to be clear, I didn't intend a round robin where everybody gets to ask everybody.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
So you're saying that you don't want to hear from Mr. White again?
Well, I appreciate Mr. White, but I didn't intend that he also, in addition to his two attorneys, would be questioning the witnesses.
Oh, no, no, no. I wasn't looking to Mr. White to ask the witness a question. I was just going to see if perhaps Ms. Thornburg had questions for Mr. White on rebuttal from the public.
I misunderstood.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. I could try to ask some questions of you, Ms. Bartlett, but I think that they might be better addressed to the property owner. So thank you again for your time today and nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. And that said, then, Piper Thornburg, just to clarify where we're at, can you give me a sense of where we're headed?
Well, we don't have any further witnesses. I would like to just talk to my client briefly to find out if he has anything that he wants to respond to from the public comment. As I understand it, that would be what you may allow.
Sure. Yeah. Do you need a quick moment?
Yeah. Yeah. If I could just have, I don't know if you can put us in a breakout room or I can call him and just go on mute.
Let's just take 5 minutes and
okay,
and we'll sort it out.
Thank you.
So we'll take a, we'll go off the record for 5 minutes, everybody.
Thank you.
So stop recording?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.